Call the August 19, 2024 Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic stands one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
There are no changes.
Looking for a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Williamson, Dr. Carson. Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Aye.
And I too. 3-0, agenda is approved. Minutes for June 17, 2024 meeting.
Mr. Chair, I move that we have minutes for June 17, 2024 as presented.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
I too. Vote 3-0. Minutes for June 17, 2024 meeting are approved. Findings and facts for June 17, 2024.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the findings of fact for June 17, 2024.
Second.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. Vote 3-0. Findings of facts for June 17, 2024 approved. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct of an opitari may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or to remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that that decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written findings of fact and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone, we ask that you turn it off on silent service for the duration of the meeting. Please be advised that there is at the podium, there is a button and you need to press that in order for it to speak. It will light up green indicating that it is on. So just make sure that you do that. You can turn that off when you're done. Thank you.